We are learning Mesechtas Menachas, Daf Tzadik Amar Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Amar Aleph. Kol Midos Shem Mikdash, all the measuring cups in the Mikdash, this is talking about first the Yavesh, the dry Midos, Hoyu Nigdashos, it was piled over the rim. Chutz B'Shal Kohen Gadol, Shai Goy Shal Seichem. So after the Kohen Gadol's measurement, either a Chatzi Isar or the full Isar that he brought with, that was Machuk, that was flat. It didn't pile over the rim. Midas halach, zokt mishtavai, midas halach, birutzeim kodesh, umesu yovish birutzeim chayo. What does that mean exactly? What does birutzeim mean? So Rashi Kisviya learns birutzeim means the kodesh. So it's really like arguing on the ratio, because it says over here, midas hayovish, birutzeim chayo. The birutzeim is chayo. And the ratio just said that most of them, the kodesh was part of the kedushas hakeli. So therefore, the Rashi and regular Rashi, Yuchzer Rashi learns, Berutzei means things that drip on the side. So we'll go with that pshat that Rashi says in Yuchzer Rashi. So Midas Halach Berutzeim Kodesh. Whatever drips on the side becomes Kodesh from the Keli. Umidas Hayavesh Berutzeim Chayel. The Berutzeim is Chayel, is not Kodesh. Rabbi Kiva Imer, Midas Halach Kodesh. We have three sheetas about the Berutzeim. The first sheet says clearly, Midas Halach Berutzeim Kodesh, Midas Hayavesh Berutzeim Chayel. Rav Akiva, Midas Halach Kodesh, Lefikach Birutzeim Kodesh. He says the Midas Halach was Kodesh, therefore the Birutzeim is Kodesh. Midas Hayavesh Chayel, it's not Mekodesh. The Midah itself is not Mekodesh, it's not Kodesh. Lefikach Birutzeim Chayel. Sounds like the same halacha, just explaining it. And we'll see in the Gemara what the nafkamin is halacha. Rav Yisrael, Loi Mishum Zeh, it's not the reason. El Apost the reason. El Shalach, Nekar, Vyavesh Nekar. When you fill up a cup, so by Lach, whatever's in the cup comes up when you pour more stuff, and it goes out. So what went out was once in the keli, and now it popped out of the keli. So we can cut this already. Mashiach by yavesh, when you pour something in yavesh, it never, what's inside never comes out. It just piles up and up. So if it goes on the side, never was inside the keli. So according to Rezi, you clearly need inside the keli, and that was never inside the keli. By lach it was, that's the difference. So we have here, all three say that lach is kodesh and yavesh is not. The shah is why. We don't know Psalm Tanakama yet. Rabbi Kiva says because that's kodesh and that's chayil. And Rezi says because that goes inside, it does not go inside. First, the Gemara handles the first line of the Mishnah. The first line of the Mishnah says all the midos were piled over besides for the Kohen Gadol. Now, if you remember, two glad ago, not far, it should bother you right away. What's going on over here? Money. Irab Meir, Chad Galashava. Rameyah says there were three dry measurements. Isarin, Isarin, and Chatz Isarin. And the mark came out, one Isarin was Gadosh, one Isarin was Machuk, and the Chatz Isarin was Machuk. So the question is, if it's Rameyah, what's called Midoy Shiva Mikdos and Gadosh? There's only one Midah that was Gadosh, only one. One Isarin. So how can be Rameyah? Chad Galashava. Irab Bonon, there was no Gadosh. Chad, there was only one, Umachkav. The mark came out before, Mid Rameyah, Nishmal Rabbanon. That for Rameh, we learn from the Rabbanon that the one keli there was for the Kohen Gadol also used that, and therefore it was Machuk. He didn't argue Rameh in that part. So the Isarin was Machuk. So who's the Mishnah like? Not Rameh, not the Rabbanon. Because again, Rameh holds there's Isarin, and Chatz Isarin, and one's Machuk, one's Gadosh, and Chatz Isarin is for sure Machuk. And Rabbanon holds there's one Isarin and Chatz Isarin, both of them are Machuk. So who's the Mishnah like? So tomorrow, Ruchis, the Lord of Rameh, it's going to Rameh, my call me dois, call me didos, which means if Adad is one that's Gadosh, and all didos are done with that one. The only thing to use the Sarin Machuk was the Chaviti Kohen Gadol, which came with the star of the Sarin. All other measurements were done with the other Keli. So all medidos are done with the Gadosh. So tomorrow, right, we're going to go, we got the three sheetas of Gadamidas Halach. Midas halach, birutzeim kodesh, makam ifigo, what's machalik, Tanakama and Rabbi Kiva. Tanakama shavar, Midas halach, nimshacho, baby, frimme, mechutz. The Tanakhama was the Midas Halach was Nimshach.
What's the Chutz in the Mishnah?
Huh?
What's the Chutz in the Mishnah?
The
different Keli.
Chutz, Mishal, Kohen, Gadol, Shai, Goy, Shal, Shai,
Goy,
it's different Keli, right. So he's saying, because most Medidas are done with this one. Most Medidas are done. Besides the Kohen Gadol, was done with a different Keli. All Medidas are done with this Keli. Besides that Medidas, besides that every other Medido is done with the other Keli. That's what it means. They say, oh, with the other Keli, not this Keli. Midas lach b'ruzeim kodesh, makam b'figi, tanakam b'sava, midas lach nimshecha b'mifrim b'mechutz. That he holds that it was nimshecha, became kodesh on mishcha, the inside, the outside. Midas yavish nimshecha b'mifrim, loy nimshecha b'chutz. And not nimshecha b'chutz. So that's why the Tanakama holds that b'ruzeim, we're going again with the pshat of Yuchas Rashi, that it means b'ruzeim is the outside, so the outside becomes kodesh by lach. By yavish, the outside was never kodesh. Rabbi Kiva sava, midas lach nimshecha b'mifrim b'chutz. Midas Yavesh, the Midas Yavesh, loy nimshach kolikar, was not nimshach at all. And Rashi Kisya explains, so how did it become Kodesh? It became Kodesh Bepeh. The inside became Kodesh Bepeh. Because even the inside wasn't Kodesh. That's the difference between Rekiv and Tanakama. Was the Midas Yavah Kodesh at all? Rabbi Yezis Yavah, either Yidim Shechav Bepeh, Lehman Shechutz. Rabbi Yezis both of them were Dafka Bepeh, not Bechut. So why in the world does Lach become Kodesh? That's Brut Seyim. So we must explain. V'hochai in time, V'loi Nekar, U'migavod Demonokasi. By Lach, it comes from the inside to out. It's Nekar. The Lach Nekar, U'migavod Demonokasi. By Yavash, ain't Nekar, it doesn't come out. V'reit Demar Kasha. And this Kasha is more than just on Rav Yesi. On anyone who holds that Nekar is Kodesh, either because the outside is Kodesh, or because it comes from the inside of the mana, v'chinekar ma'hava, gavel ma'yitzor kamachavan. The more kasha like this, that when I make something Kodesh, I only make Kodesh what I need. So why is Berut saying Kodesh? I don't need that. So why would that be Kodesh? I don't need that. It's not Shloim Medas. Om Rav Divin Vash Shishna Meshmei the Rav Zay Semeres, klisharis mekachim Shloim Medas. State da, that a klisharis mekadesh even from Medas. Ravino and no. Loyola Mayma Allah, Klisharis Ema Kash Madas, only Kash Madas. What's the problem? The reason why we say it's Kodesh is because if the outside is Kodesh or it's coming out from the inside, in any of those cases, since it looks like a Klisharis, people are going to think that I'm allowed to take something from a Klisharis and put it in Tachal. That's also to do. Once it has a Kedusha, it has a Kedusha. And therefore, people don't chap, oh, I don't have Das for that. So even though it's not Makash Madas, it looks like it. Right, the Gemara, we say like looking like something. The halacha is you have to masada the lechem on Shabbos, and the next Shabbos you makriv the bezichim, the frankincense, and then you eat the lechem. So moisav rabzeira, sida es alechem es habezichim. You masada the lechem upon him and the bezichim, which is the levoina, lacha Shabbos. Did it on Sunday, and sat there the whole week. Shabbos came, v'hiktes bezichim, v'Shabbos pesula, it's possible. You can't eat lechem upon him. It has to be the whole week. It has to be that's halacha. Ketzi Yasi, what do? You leave the lech upon him another week. Yasi and Echen on Shabbos Abba. Shafil al Shulchan, Yom Ram, Yom Kaklum. Even though the lech upon him is sitting on Shulchan for weeks, it's 13 days, still, it's no problem. Frank Ramai, people are going to say, Hosanami, Lehma, Gzerah, Shem Yom, Mafkid, and Klesharis. People are going to think you're allowed to keep something in Klesharis as long as you want. It's not true, it's really Lina. So, why are we worried that people are going to say, look, he kept it an extra week here, and it's not a problem. If it's on the first week, they understand, that's normal. But here, they're going to think, oh, I'm allowed to keep things extra there, if as long as in the klisharis. Zog Gemara, p'nim achutz karamis, p'nim lav kli amyadi. Inside, not everyone knows the stories. Not everyone saw what happened in the heichal. There was no gzera. Mashaken over here, chutz kli amyadi. Everyone sees what happens outside, and therefore, there's a more makam gzera. There's a gzera, the makam for gzera, when things happen on the outside in the Azara. Like by the Kalim. But by a lechem upon which is in the Heichel, people don't know about it, and therefore there is no gzeira when it comes to lechem upon him. And even if there a long time, people are not going to say, oh, mafkidim, because that's something that happens inside the Heichel.